A group of descendants of Jewish refugees who fled the Nazi regime during the Holocaust are challenging the German government's rejection of their applications to restore their German citizenship. Article 116, paragraph 2 of the German Constitution grants those who were forcibly stripped of German citizenship by the Nazis an unconditional right to German citizenship. Nick Kortmann is a PhD researcher in the German department at the University of Cambridge and has been campaigning against the current situation. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Now, this article 116 also grants this right to descendants, but a group of descendants of Jewish refugees have had their applications rejected. Now, your paternal grandmother fled the Nazis.
Yes, she did. She was born in Berlin in 1923 into quite a highly assimilated secular Jewish family. And her father was a businessman. He worked with textiles with a focus on wool. And because wool was a very popular fabric in Britain at that time, he had a lot of business contacts over in England as well. So when Hitler came to power, he realized pretty quickly he had to get the entire family out of Germany. So he sent my grandma and her sister to a boarding school in the UK in 1935. And then he and his wife followed around 2 years later. And he was really quite lucky, managed to move a lot of his business over. So my grandma had no real economic difficulties when they were there in the 30s. Most of his relatives in Germany thought he was pretty mad to leave. And then by 1938, when most of them also wanted to get out, it was sadly too late for most of them.
How was your grandmother forcibly stripped of her German citizenship?
Well, there were two ways in which people were stripped of their citizenship by the Nazis. One of these ways was publication of an individual's name in a denaturalization list. This started happening already in 1933 and it was used against Jews, but also a lot against political opponents. And it only happened often kind of years after people had already emigrated or had fled to another country. In September 1939, my family's names were all published in one of those lists. And I got my hands on the archival documents, the Gestapo documents, which were used to justify this denaturalization. And they kind of go into a lot of detail about my great-grandparents' membership of pacifist organizations and a lot of detail about how much money they have in whatever bank accounts and furnishings they have in storage waiting to be shipped out. So as soon as they were stripped of their citizenship, they seized all of those things.
And to what extent do you identify with Germany? I mean, do you see it as an important part of your heritage?
I do think it's an important part of my heritage. It's become more important with time. After I started studying German at university and living in Berlin for a long period of time, it became a lot more central and significant to me. And I think the German-Jewish background was always hovering somewhere, maybe unconsciously driving me towards that. I know from speaking to other descendants in a similar situation to mine, especially the children of those who fled Nazi Germany, their relationship with German identity is a lot more vexed, a lot more complicated, but also a lot more emotionally intense in many cases. These are people who grew up with German culture present in their homes from people who had to flee Germany. So they kind of are closely linked with it, but it's a very difficult relationship to live, I think.
After your grandmother and after so many people were treated so appallingly by the Nazi regime, why are you now looking for a German passport?
I think for me, in part, it's practical reasons, of course. I would like to continue having access to Germany so I can work there and do research there, and also want to keep open the possibility of living there in the future. But on another, and I think much more important level, it's become a really deeply felt matter of principle. I think it's entirely wrong that the government keeps excluding so many groups of descendants on such arbitrary grounds. And I think for me, and again, for many, many other people, it's really, really important that the government bestows recognition upon the descendants of those Germans who were treated so horrifically by the Nazis. And that issue of recognition, I think, is probably the most importantly felt one by many of the people who are being rejected currently.
What reasons are given for being excluded for German for the restoration of German citizenship?
There's a lot of different reasons. One of the most frequent ones is being born in wedlock to a German woman married to a foreign man before 1953, which has to do with kind of patriarchal aspects of German citizenship law, which existed well into the post-war period. This also extends to kind of children born out of wedlock to men born before 93, children who were adopted before 1976. And I think most troublingly, people who fled Nazi Germany, but who lost their German citizenship before being forcibly denaturalized, they then count as having voluntarily given up their German nationality.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, given what happened to the Jews, it's quite an exceptional case. I mean, can't Germany be more flexible with this?
Germany can indeed be more flexible with this. I think when it comes to the interpretation of Article 116, paragraph 2, there might be some aspects which the government can't just simply redefine. Those have been set by administrative court, the Federal Administrative Court and the Federal Constitutional Court. But the German citizenship law allows for many cases of discretionary naturalization. The German government there sets their own parameters for what applicants have to, you know, fulfill to be able to get German citizenship. So there, it's entirely within their power to decide what parameters are being set when it comes to the naturalization applications of the descendants of the victims of Nazi persecution.
Nick Kortmann, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nick Kortmann, who has been campaigning against the current situation and also doing archival research into the history of the policies.